This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 12th, episode 2160, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we're going to grant a listener request by visiting with Sue Berry, Vice President of the Old People's Riding Club. We're going to find out the who, what, where, why, and when. And then Really Bad Ads is going to set the last track on repeat. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I have a list for Glenn, and I'm going to tie it into a post, something I've recently shockingly learned about my husband. It blew me out of the water. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. Glenn, as always, of course, in agreements with the husband, I'm sure.
Always. We have to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. So I have an auditor birthday today, Patricia Fay. Happy birthday to Patricia. And also host here once a month of the Certified Horsemanship Association. Why is that so hard to say? Everybody that says it, Jennifer messes it up. Everybody that we've ever had that says that messes it up. I don't know why it's so
hard. What word is it?
Certified Horsemanship Association. But when you put the three together and try and say them fast, it's tough.
Do you know what you say? You call it the CHA.
I know, CHA. Well, Christy Landwehr, who hosts that episode, it's her birthday too. So happy birthday to Christy.
Okay, are you sitting down? Of course you are. No, you're probably standing.
No, I'm standing up, actually.
Have a seat. So did you know that Mark Todd, when he retired from eventing in 2007, ish, that he became a racehorse trainer?
No.
Okay, I feel like I should have known that. Anyway.
Over in England?
Yeah, New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand?
Okay. Yeah. So check this out. Okay, we all know Winx is running Saturday, right? Yeah. Winx is going for her 33rd in
a
row.
Did you see that picture of her being rather frisky in her warm-up?
Don't slow my roll here. Oh, okay. Because did you know that Mark Todd has a horse running against Winx this weekend?
No, I did not.
Leading event rider Sir Mark Todd has hinted that he may be at a crossroads in his career as he prepares to saddle the racehorse Eminent to take on Winx in Australia this weekend. Should his charge run well, he may miss badminton next month and instead continue on as Eminence trainer. By the way, this is from horsetalk.co.nz. Eminent is owned by Sir Pete, lots of sirs. Sir Pete Avila, who has owned several events and horses. Yeah, exactly. Sirs only. Anyway, it's just pretty cool. Like, so he is running a horse against Winx. Mark Todd.
Now, the only thing that would make this better is if you would now tell me that he's the jockey.
Oh, no. Not at all. He's too tall. He's like 6'9", 85 pounds. But
is he really scheduled to ride in badminton again?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the, he's won it before. He rides. Yeah, I think he's slated to ride NZB Campino, the horse he rides all the time now.
Did you see?
They're in badminton in 2017.
Did you
finished
see
in fourth.
That Mitsubishi is, it's their last year sponsoring badminton. The sponsors pulling out all over the place.
Land Rover's taking over the world.
So they're pulling out. I don't know. They didn't announce who's going to be in. This is their last year. But
wouldn't that be
Motors
messed up if like
forever.
A Rolex took over badminton and you have to call that Rolex? You're like, which Rolex? Oh my God. They should totally do that.
Yep. So, well, that I didn't know he was training racehorses. That's very interesting.
Yeah. So if Eminent does well against Winx, and you know what, I hope that Eminent does great and comes in second. He might just go back to being a trainer, racehorse trainer. Anyway, so that's what the drama in New Zealand says.
Can we talk about Winx for a second? So you're running Winx one more time after this long streak. If Winx loses, you're going to take, no matter what happens, you're going to take crap, right? You're going to take crap. You never should have run Winx in this last race, blah, blah, blah. You're going to take crap. It's a big risk. Not just, I mean, not really a financial risk.
That's been happening for a long time, though. Like, they've been, every single
Zenyatta,
race,
right?
We're like, we can't believe it. That last race never happened. So there's that.
But isn't that what we're still talking about is the last race?
I don't talk about it. No, because it doesn't exist. It never happened. Okay. It's not her fault. We know whose fault it is. I don't want to talk about it. So anyway, Glenn, seriously, I had a hiccup in my marriage yesterday. I got to talk to you. This is crazy. So my husband, I was in the kitchen, you know, rapping as I do, like seriously singing Paul Revere. From
oh,
the
I was thinking
Boys.
You were rapping presents or something. No,
no,
you were actually
rapping,
singing,
like dropping it like it's hot. Okay. And I am singing, I'm rapping Paul Revere. And he's like, really? I'm sorry. What did you say? Really? Why do you sound confused? And I'm in the kitchen rapping a Beastie Boys song. And he's like, I just never liked that song. I dropped the food. What? What do you mean you don't like the Beastie Boys, Paul Revere? See, I was in high school and we used to drive to school with the top down, and like my friend had a Jeep and we would go without the Jeep cover. It'd be raining. We didn't care. And we'd be like, now here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with Ad-Rock and
me. Gotta agree with your husband on this one.
Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand, sharing process on my trail because I'm in demand.
I really have to agree now. I think he was just trying to get you to stop singing.
Okay, so then he's like, yeah, I just never really liked the Beastie Boys. And I was like, I mean, let's be honest. He did not have the angry, you know, broken childhood that I did.
Yeah,
so I get
it. It's a little different upbringing.
Like, apparently, you know, he liked Van Halen and like white boy.
Are you
music.
Two? Is he older than you two?
Yes, he's 4 years older than me.
That's like a whole nother generation.
I know. So he just really didn't get into the Beastie Boys, and the Beastie Boys spoke to me as a teenager.
I can honestly say that I don't know if I've heard 10 Beastie Boys.
My teenage angst, by the way, when I saw them on stage at Lollapalooza, it was ridiculous. And then Smashing Pumpkins came on later, and they were so lame because Beastie Boys.
But he likes Smashing Pumpkins, right? Hasn't he gone to concert with you before?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Smashing Pumpkins sucked after the Beastie Boys and Lollapalooza. Okay, it's just let me just tell you how it is. So anyway. Here's the thing. I know every word to that. And then I posted on Facebook. I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally shocked. You think you know somebody, but you don't, because it turns out my husband doesn't even like the Beastie Boys and he doesn't know every single word to Paul Revere. And somebody else was like, what's that song about? I'm like, oh my God. It's about riding horses in the desert and drinking and shooting people. Of course it's awesome. And that begged me.
I don't
think
that Paul Revere ever did ride in the desert though.
The horse's name is Paul Revere.
Oh, got
it. Get with it.
Okay.
So I was just really surprised that some people, now the cool people on my Facebook page were like, what is wrong with your husband? And I'm like, I know. And Nikki, one of our listeners, said, oh my God, you're not going to believe this, but like 2 days ago, I was singing Paul Revere. And my husband is like, what is that song? And I'm like, it's from the Beastie Boys. Duh. This is, again, Nikki, our listener.
It's a male-female thing.
She said, not only did he not know it was a Beastie Boys song, he didn't know the lyrics either. And I'm like, who are these people that we married? And she's like, right? What's going on? And then, It begged a lot of conversation, including my friend Nancy saying, I'm going to have to rethink this whole marriage thing. You know, like it was heated. And
I
then
like
you're
how
like,
Carrie said, just finish the Beastie Boys book. Whoever knew there was a book?
I got to be honest. I did not know there was a Beastie Boys book, but I am going to borrow it.
Apparently, Carrie is much more of a follower than you are. Beastie Boys book.
Yeah, I guess so. But I know every word to Paul Revere's ride. And pretty much that whole entire album. So you were like, I knew I liked him because we don't agree on anything. And then it took basically, there's this new song by a guy named Lil Nas X, and it's called Old Town Road. And if you haven't heard it, YouTube it. Glenn won't let me play it, but it's a
to clarify, we'll let her play it because we're not allowed to play it. So.
And then I started thinking of all of the horse songs that there are. And so, okay, I'm going to go through
half
the list.
Of Willie Nelson's songs that include a horse somewhere.
That's true. And I did, of course, have to put beer on for my horses, Willie Nelson, Toby Keith. We didn't have that on the list. Whiskey for Mommy. And since you won't let me play it, I'm going to sing a verse of all of these.
Oh, great. You didn't tell me that part before I agreed to this.
You didn't agree to nothing.
Well, at least we won't be sued because your singing sounds nothing like the real song and they will not find it.
I was trying to think of a horse song from your era because you're like 150 years old. Mm-hmm. And I thought of the Rolling Stones' Wild Horses.
Oh, that is. When it's probably one of the most popular horse songs ever made.
Yeah, but there's better ones because the Rolling Stones are completely overrated. Then I started thinking, like, what else is old that Glenn would know? Okay, and then
so
I thought of
America.
The most
popular band ever in history is overrated.
Totally. I can't be alone thinking that. Anyway. You didn't hire me because I'm wishy-washy. You hired me for my strong opinions.
That is true.
The ability.
Okay.
What?
Horses, tack, riding. Rollback, trot. Okay. Just wanted to get some horse words in there. Continue.
Go ahead.
We're talking about horse songs, Jen. Yeah. And then there's America Horse with No Name.
Oh, yeah? Good song.
It's one of the first songs I learned how to play on guitar. You know why? Because it's two chords. The whole entire song. So it's like, okay.
And by the way, for people who haven't been with us for a long time, Jamie does play guitar very well. She did it once for us on the air. Much better than she sings. You would think from her singing she has no musical ability whatsoever, but actually she can play the guitar and the harmonica.
I did do that, didn't I? God, what are they thinking?
We have a one-woman band on this show.
Who's going to ride your wild horses? Who's going to drown your blue...
Yeah, we're not getting sued for that one.
That's you too, obviously. I sound just like Bono. Taylor Swift... Wild White Horses. Is you in the back of your white horse? Come around, catch me now. I don't know the words. Sorry, Taylor. Sorry, Tay Tay. But I do know Wild Horses keep dragging me away, and I'll lose more than I'm gonna win someday. Nothing? Garth?
Yeah, maybe.
Forget it. I'm not doing it anymore. You're being a jerk.
You forgot one of the biggest horse songs of all time.
What?
The Mr. Ed theme song. Of course.
You certainly could play that. It's like...
1,000 years. It's probably under...
It's in public domain.
Domain by now. what else? What other horse songs? How about Crazy Horses, Allman Brothers?
But see, I don't know how to sing that. Yeah. I only really threw out the ones like I like KT Tunstall, Black Horse and Cherry Tree. There's Joan Baez, Three Horses.
You know, another one we could probably say or play, and I think it was called, it's a Gene Autry song, Back in the Saddle Again. That one's probably under public domain by now, too.
Back in the Saddle. I think that was in Sleepless in Seattle. Yeah.
Pony Boy, Bruce Springsteen.
Again, I was only going to sing the ones that I knew how to sing.
Okay. Wildfire, Michael Martin Murphy.
They call it Wildfire. God, I'm good.
Okay, all right. Let's see what else. Beer for My Horses.
I did that one. Whiskey for my man. Beer for my horses.
Run for the Roses.
That's Templeton Thompson.
No,
all
Dan
our songs
Fogelberg,
are
actually.
I think every horse song is Templeton Thompson's song.
Yeah, but Templeton Thompson's is better.
Oh, I got to look this one up. There was a song about draft horses.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Wild horses just stay wild.
It's called Jethro Tull sang it. Heavy Horses. called Heavy Horses.
Wild Horses.
I don't know anything about it. But I just remember there was a song about draft horses. We talked about it once.
You can't find it?
Yeah, it's Jethro Tull did it.
Well, sing it. I don't know how it goes.
I don't know how it goes either. It's called Heavy Horses.
I mean, if you're going to bring some music here, you're going to have to sing it or play it. One or the other. Because I think I'm pretty much crushing
it. Do you think Horse with No Name is probably right up there with one of the top ones?
The Horse with No Name.
That has to be one of the top, right? In the top three.
In the desert, you can't remember your name. The Birds in 1970 wrote a song called Chestnut Mare. I need that. I need to know what that is.
So Ranker, who does all the rankings of different stuff,
okay,
has their top list of horses of songs with horses. And you want me to give you the top? And this is by a vote.
Oh, Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Okay, so this had like thousands of votes. Thousands and thousands of votes. All right, so go through the top 10 of what they have. So they have number 10, Land of a Thousand Dances, Patti Smith.
Okay.
Nothing. That's really old. 9 is Willie Nelson, Beer for My Horses. Okay. Number 8 is PJ Harvey, Horses in My Dreams. Do you know that one?
So this list is people that are way cooler than us. If they can come up with Patti Smith and PJ Harvey.
How about number 7? Dusty Springfield, All the King's Horses.
These people are cooler than us. Yeah.
How about Oasis, number 6, High Horse Lady?
Oh, Oasis. Yeah. Super cool.
That's a good song. How about Swimming Horses by the Banshees? That's gotta be old.
Don't know that one.
And then your U2 song, Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses? That
Who's
was number
gonna
4.
Ride your wild horses?
All right.
Who's gonna drown your blue sea?
George
Who's
Harrison.
Who's gonna taste your saltwater kisses?
George Harrison, Dark Horse, number 3.
Okay. Katy Perry has that one too.
Yeah. Number 2, Wild Horses, Rolling Stones. So the number 1 horse song was not Wild Horses. It's A Horse with No Name by America. So.
Told you those are like the first two I named because they're so.
Oh, you know, and John Denver has about 50 songs with horses in it. Eagles and Horses is one of his big ones.
The only John Denver song I know how to play on guitar too, and it's Almost Heaven.
And that's like one and a half chords, right? Pale Horses. That was another popular song. Some of these are pretty obscure.
Road,
they have. They go down 50. They have 100 songs with horses in it listed here. Oh my God. Do you want to hear what number 100 is? I will give you $20 if you know the words to this one.
Oh boy.
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, Ginger the Talking Horse.
Okay. Can I tell you that while I was compiling my list, there's not just one. There's like 3 or 4 Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen songs.
Really?
Is in them.
Wow.
Yes. I know. I was shocked.
All right. Well, let's see if you let's switch gears here a little bit because I really need to get off your singing right now.
Because it's like it's moving
awesome.
You
yes.
so emotionally.
Yes, I'm getting emotional. I'm tearing up. The 10 most popular dog names, puppy names for 2019 has been released. We talk about this every year, and I have the 10 most popular doggy names. And we're going to see if we've ever had dogs by these names.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen also have a song called My Horse and Me.
Well, they
and
are,
they ride.
One of them rides, right? Isn't Mary-Kate rides?
Mary-Kate.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, top most popular dog names, number 10 this year.
Do you think Ashley hates that she's always listed second?
I think,
you never hear Ashley.
I think
Mary
when
Kate
you're
Olsen.
A billionaire, you don't care.
Hi, I'm Ashley. Oh, wait. Like of Mary Kate and Ashley.
Think they care.
It's
I
never
really
like
don't
first.
Think they care.
And it's alphabetical. It should be first. Okay,
I think they're
ahead.
Just taking their money to the bank and really don't
what
care.
What if she was born first, too? That would really suck.
So this is
you know what the name of that album is with My Horse and Me? The album is called, and you can look it up on iTunes, I'm sure. It's called I Am the Cute One.
All right.
Sorry.
What's dog the names. Dogs? These are put together by an insurance company that insures dogs, and there's 500,000 policies that they looked at, and these are all the hottest new puppy names for this year.
Dog insurance? This is from dog insurance.
Insurance, that's correct. And it's Trupanion. So
they're got to be like Fifi. Trupanion. And...
Well, number 10 is Oliver.
Oliver.
It kind of seems like an old name for, you know, it's been around a while. Number 9 is Bear. I think everybody's known somebody with a dog named Bear, and it's usually a dog that's huge. Wouldn't it be funny to see like a Pomeranian named Bear? Number 8, Daisy. I think Daisy's been on this list ever since we started doing these lists.
I have a miniature Jack Russell named Tank.
That's like true. Yeah, but he kind of does look like a little tank, though. 7 was the most popular name for the last 10 years and now has dropped to number 7.
Buddy.
Max. Max. Max has dropped to number 7. Buddy's not even on the top 10 anymore.
Rich people dogs.
Yep. Number 6, Cooper. Cooper.
My nephew.
probably named after Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang. Number 5.
Oh, no. Are you serious? Yeah, that's probably. His last name.
Yeah, that's his last name. Number 5, Lucy. 4 is Bailey. Number 3 is Charlie. Number 2 is Bella. And where do you think that comes from?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Or is that Belle? That's Belle.
That's Bella. Bella. Is Bella is, wasn't Bella in the vampire movie? Wasn't that Bella?
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know.
The vampire and the Dracula and the wolf guy. Yeah.
And the 5th, by the way, that's the 5th most popular baby name for girls last year was Bella. So there you go. Number 1 name, and I was surprised at this, is Luna. 10 years ago, Luna wasn't even in the top 100, and they think it's because of Harry Potter and Luna and Harry Potter.
Luna Lovegood.
Yeah. Luna Lovegood. By the way, it was the 31st most popular name for girls in 2018. So Luna's very popular. Luna Lovegood.
But that's I love that there's an Italian theme to these, because isn't Luna Italian for moon? And then Bella is Italian for beautiful.
I didn't know that. So there you go.
Bilingual.
Learn something new every day. Something new every day.
I feel like I should Google what is Italian for make sure I'm not. I know we're going to get Spanish or something. Hey,
by the way, if anybody has complaints about any of these, email jennifer@horseradionetwork.com.
Just so you know, you are also allowed to complain about things that Glenn says, or I say, and just send them to Jennifer. And Jennifer, can you tell everybody where your specific filing cabinet is for complaints?
Yes, indeed. My filing cabinet is in a top secret location beneath my desk.
And
it may or may not be lined with a plastic bag from the Glad company.
It's a Kroger bag. That's a Kroger bag.
All right, we're gonna do a fast one here, and while we get our first guest lined up, and that BuzzFeed, I saw this, and longtime listeners will know that Jamie and I agree about almost nothing, especially movies and TV and stuff. And food is definitely something we don't agree on. But I found this list, and I thought it was funny, and I wanted to see if you had eaten any of this. It's the 30 comfort foods that have no meat or dairy. So pretty much going on vegan? Vegetarian toward vegan, yes.
This is a vegan food list that you're bringing to the show on a Friday?
I'll tell you why. I want to see if you've eaten any of this crap, and then I'll tell you whether I would even try it, okay? Or have even thought about eating it. Number 1 was pulled jackfruit.
Okay, so we eat jackfruit all the time.
You do?
Yes.
Isn't that stinky, crappy fruit thing?
No, jackfruit is, sometimes it's a little too real. I can't even eat it. It looks like pulled pork, and you can get it with barbecue. You can get it done. You can make it yourself. I don't do that. But basically you buy it and it's like pulled pork.
That's what it says here. It says it's Asian inspired pulled pork.
Yeah.
Over rice.
Like sometimes it's a little too like pork for me and I can't finish it. Like I'll eat half
with
it.
They even put maple syrup with it. I don't know.
That's pork. Whatever you do with pork.
All right. How about Bang Bang Broccoli?
What is that?
It's battered, lightly fried, and spicy broccoli.
I really don't like fried vegetables. They're not supposed to be fried. Fried pickles. That's okay.
And mushroom and walnut bolognese.
That's a comfort food? That sounds like it's going to take you 2 hours to make.
Spiced walnuts and mushrooms take on the texture of ground beef and cooked in onion, garlic, tomato paste, and plenty of spices. It tastes like a classic meat sauce.
I don't like
mushrooms. I would have never thought of putting walnuts with mushrooms. That's kind of weird. I don't like mushrooms either. We agree! Look at that!
Oh my God, I'll write that down.
How about sweet potato nachos? Do you like?
I don't like sweet potatoes.
You what do you eat? well, then mushroom stroganoff's out. Vegan meatballs looks like something I would try.
I had vegan meatballs last night.
Now these are not made with your crappy tofu stuff. These are made with black beans.
So I had Trader Joe's meatless meatballs last night.
And are they made with tofu or black beans?
I don't know.
Okay.
They just don't have meat in them. They're called meatless meatballs.
Now, vegan mac and cheese, what exactly is the substance that acts like cheese?
So they have what is called, what is it called? Active yeast, and you use, I don't know. I don't know. I've had it, but I've also had real mac and cheese, and I'm going to lean towards real mac and cheese.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, we're going to cut our list off there. We'll come back to that if we have time.
I'm a terrible
vegan.
There's
a couple more really bad ones on here I wanted to see if you've eaten. And so far, I don't know what you eat, because on this list, you've eaten one thing.
Let me tell you what I eat right now. In a nutshell, bread, cheese, and tomatoes. Those are my
pretty
three
much
things.
It.
I put it in a tortilla, put it in a sandwich, put it on pasta, bread, cheese, and tomatoes, any variety of that, and I'm good. I do also eat green things and make myself eat green things.
And how about cauliflower tacos? Nope, they're fried. You don't eat those either. So
you shouldn't fry a vegetable. Just eat it.
Speaking of frying things and healthy foods, we have a sponsor that provides much more healthy foods for your horses, and that's Kentucky Performance Products.
They had been together for years, since he was just a colt. When he got stubborn, she would gently coax him on. When he got scared, she would reassure him and stroke him gently on the neck. She spent hours building his confidence, his strength, his balance, teaching him to dance. Pirouette, passage, piaf, the final salute. The crowd jumped to its feet and cheered. It was the moment they had spent a lifetime training for. But all she could think about was how special he was and how she loved him. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Of course, you can find Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook as well, and we'll get to see Karen in a couple of weeks in Kentucky. She's the one that owns and operates Kentucky Performance Products and has been our longest sponsor here and is the title sponsor for Jamie's other show, Retired Racehorse Radio.
Which is out, and I listened to it. And
you listened to it?
Pretty. I did. I was like, that's pretty
good.
You
never listen to your own shows.
But I did. But I wanted to hear how you edited Monty, because we took a clip of Monty Roberts being on this show and put on that show, and I wanted to check your work.
And I did okay, didn't I?
You did fine.
Yeah, okay.
You did fine. And I wanted to hear him berate me again for
and he
being
did.
Stupid. And he did. And I listened to it again, and I didn't sleep last night. It's fun. Good times.
Well, we had a listener request to learn more about Old People's Riding Club. They're an organization that's been around for a little while. And we have Sue Berry on here, who's the current vice president of Old People's Riding Club. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. So I guess the first question would be, how old?
How old? Well, we have a lot of fun with this because the actual requirement is that members be 21 or over.
Well, there you go. So if you're over 21, you're considered old.
Oh, my God. I've been old for a
I'm
long
ancient.
Time.
Is there an go ahead.
We have people in their 20s and people in their 80s in our group.
Okay,
we have a pretty broad range.
I was thinking that at the age of 50, next week, my birthday's coming up. I'm going to be like 57. I would be in the Ancient People's Riding Club. Is there one of those two?
No, we cater to all ages.
Okay, good.
Equally old.
Sit right in.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. So when was this started?
It was started in 1998 by a group of women in Southern Maryland. And we since have grown to become a national organization.
Now, I think there's some confusion. Didn't the Pony Club also start an older group?
The U.S. Pony Club has a group called the Horse Masters.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So that's a separate group.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, good. So this group, the Old People's Pony Club, is not necessarily made up of people who were pony clubbers.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
We do have a lot of people that were pony clubbers, but we have individuals from all disciplines, all walks of life, all skill levels.
And why was it created as a way just to get to know other people your age to go riding with? What was the original purpose?
Right. Well, originally it was, a woman and her friends who were taking their children back and forth to pony club. And they got to thinking about, why am I not having this kind of fun? So a lot of the folks seek each other out because they need trail riding partners or they want to learn about different disciplines. So most of our chapters are multidisciplined. We don't I don't think we have any chapters that specifically cater to one type of riding.
Got it. And so that leads to the question, what sort of things do you guys do?
I like to say, if you can imagine it, we do it.
Okay.
I never thought in the years since I started my chapter that I would do the things I've done with my horse. I mean, polo, swimming with the horse, tried out barrel racing, cowboy mounted shooting, a lot of trail riding. We go camping. So, I mean, there's just so many things.
I was on your website looking around, and some of the activities that I did see to add to your list was scavenger hunts, which are always a lot of fun.
Yes.
And I always thought scavenger hunts were kind of wasted on teenagers, that adults would like them, and apparently they do. Do you have chapters everywhere? I mean, are you covering most of the country now, or what's the story there?
We have 22 chapters across North America. The majority of them are on the East Coast because we just kind of spread from the Mid-Atlantic area. But we are open to having chapters everywhere. If anybody has an interest, it takes 5 people to start a chapter. And you can just get in touch with the national organization via the website. We have several different emails. You can contact a membership email or info email. And just get in touch with us, and we have mentors to help people start chapters anywhere they have an interest.
And where's your chapter again?
My chapter is in Virginia.
Okay. And so what kind of things do you guys do at your chapter?
Oh, gosh. We do a little bit of everything. We have several members that are heavily into cowboy-mounted shooting. A lot of trail riding. We do camping. We have little, simple fun shows like the kids do with the Gymkhana type stuff. We try barrel racing. We try pole bending. We've got people doing dressage work. So some hunter jumpers. We've got some fox hunters in our group. We participated in the National Cherry Blossom Festival in D.C. 2 years.
What'd you do there?
We rode our horses in the parade in the National Cherry Blossom Festival parade. Yeah, it was really interesting.
I bet. And did it go well, or did you have one that escaped?
They did very well. Most of the horses were. Well, I mean, we've done small parades in the area locally, and to do that one was. We thought it would be more of a challenge, but it was quite good, and the horses all behaved themselves, and everything went like clockwork.
Yay! Because I've seen some parades where that's gone wrong, but I'm glad that worked out for you guys, especially in D.C., where there's a lot of noise and activity and stuff going on. And next, they'll be in Rose Bowl. You guys will be in the Rose Bowl next.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's a little far from home.
It is quite a distance from home. I don't think I'd want to transport my horse that far, but
so
I know people do.
Are there requirements or guidelines for being a member at all?
We are very strongly into safety. We promote safety, having fun, continuing education for those that want to. We do have a ratings test. Like I say, the women that started it were knowledgeable of Pony Club, and they decided that they wanted to have something like Pony Club ratings so that we can make sure that the riders are safe riding in a group. So they do have to meet basic requirements.
Please tell me helmets are required.
Oh, helmets are definitely required.
Yay!
Helmets, heeled shoes. We actually have people wear a medical armband when they're riding in club-sponsored events to make sure that we know that we have a standardized way to find that information if we need it.
Well, speaking of finding information, where can people get information more about what chapters in their area? Where can they go? What's the best place?
You can go to our website, which is www.oldpeoplesridingclub.org.
Okay.
And there are several different tabs. People can feel free to go through the website and check it out. We have information on how to start a chapter. We have information on all the chapters. Each one of our chapters has their own little website built into ours.
Okay.
So you can get information about the chapters in your area.
Sounds good. Well, that's oldpeoplesridingclub.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Sue. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Y'all have a great afternoon.
And thank you to the listener who suggested that. It's always fun to get ideas from listeners on what to talk about.
It sure is. That was great. Hey, are we going to play a song?
No.
No, we're just going to go right into it.
I do have a commercial that we have to do. And then you want to do some really bad ads?
I do, because I have one that I'm just bringing straight to the table here from Oklahoma.
All right. Well, let's go into our commercial first.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
And of course, you'll find lots of their products at Land Rover coming up as well. All over the place, you'll see Ovation products. So I think it's time for this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for some really bad ads. We do it every Friday where listeners submit ads from Facebook or Craigslist or someplace, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And then we give away prizes as well. And I think last week you guys gave away the boots. If I remember right, Loreen won that. So that's she submits a lot of ads. So good for her. Congratulations. And I have new prize pack for this time. And we have just came out. We just got this in the mail. Thelwell's Pony Panorama. It's the brand new Thelwell book that is a classic collection featuring drawings from the history of Thelwell. So this is brand new. It's just came out, so you're going to have one of the first copies of this. So that is the first prize that we have. And also, going out to the same person, we have a pack here, is Jean Abernathy's Fergus, A Horse to be Reckoned With. That's her most recent book, and we're going to send that out as well.
It's like the two most famous cartoon horses there are.
It's cartoon month here for all of our prizes here on Really Bad Ads. So those will go out to the winner. And those are collector items right there.
Yeah.
All right. You want to start with yours?
Yeah. Well, I just, there's this Facebook page that actually has been very beneficial to us. We bought our tractor on it. We've done a couple things on the Oklahoma Farm Swap Meet page. Oklahoma Farm Swap Meet. That's the Facebook page. And I just saw this and I thought that I should let you guys know. It was a question that was sent out to its Oklahoma Farm Swap Meet page people. And maybe this is like totally normal, but as the vegetarian who like loves it, anyone know what time the pig sale in Leech is? Or do you know any pig sale in Northeast Oklahoma for that matter? And I just thought that was funny. And then the people writing, the Leech pig sales is the second and fourth Friday in each month. F-O-R-C-E.
Not the fourth Friday?
Everything is phonetic. John, what you looking for, a butcher pig or a weaning pig? The Purcell Livestock's Saturday's 12. We bought some real.
I was going to say, there has to be 100 pig auctions in Oklahoma.
I'm pretty shocked at how many little towns have their own.
There's got to be 100 pig auctions.
And I guess I'm too need to go a little further out in the country. And maybe our listeners are going to shame me for this, but I didn't know that you need show pigs. They have pig shows.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
We done bought some nice show pigs a few weeks ago for Butcher. What?
Hey, Jamie, you got to touch your back of your mic or whatever. You've been hitting your bike, and now we got a noise.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
there you go. Now it's done. So don't touch anything.
Okay, don't touch anything.
Pig shows are huge at livestock. You need to get out more.
I do. I really, maybe not. I just, listen.
Chicken shows, pig shows, cows.
Last weekend, I went to the medieval fair for the first time. Okay, I'm learning too much.
You really need to get out more.
It turns out, by the way, John messaged, hey, some guys gave me some. I'm going to load up now. So
his pigs. There you go.
He got his pigs. He's a happy full boy. Circle. I need
all
to get
it takes
out
is
more.
A post.
Well, did you actually know that there's lots of pig show? Like, what do you do in a pig show?
They show them. They walk around with them on a leash, kind of like they do at a cow show. I cannot believe you really do need to get out more.
And canter. I'm from Atlanta, for God's sake.
Well, they
are
sort
they
of
on a leash?
No. They take like, a, they have the little wand and they kind of shush them around with this little wand.
The little paddle.
Yeah,
like a magic wand.
They shush them around. They kind of shush them around. Cows, they kind of have on a leash, don't they?
Cows have a leash.
Yeah, cows have
not
a leash.
The cow listens to the leash rope.
And sheep, I can't remember whether sheep are on a leash or not.
You lived in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you go to the Pennsylvania Farm Show, you see all these things. They had a sheep to shaw contest. And this is the biggest thing at the Pennsylvania Farm Show, which gets hundreds of thousands of people.
What is a shaw? What?
A sheep to shaw. So in the morning, they bring the sheep in, and they shear them. And then all day, they work on making that particular wool into, you know, through the old-fashioned mill wool thing. And then they make, actually, they make a shawl out of it. So by the end of the day, it's gone from the sheep to the shawl. It's
okay,
a long
weird.
8 hours to watch.
As fast as you can. Yep.
Yeah.
You did not watch that for 8 hours.
No, but there are people that would sit there and watch it for 8 hours.
Oh, my God. Are they asleep?
It is amazing that you could do that in one day using old-fashioned equipment, but still, it's a long day. Yeah.
They're like, hey, man. Let's figure out a way to make this a competition.
Exactly. Well, the one good thing is you weren't hurting the sheep. So there's that.
That's true. They didn't eat it. All right. Play Allison.
Allison.
Hi, this is Allison from Ontario, Canada, and I have a really bad ad. As soon as I saw it, I knew this was posted likely by a teenager. So that's how I'm going to read it.
Yes.
Hey, guys. I'm looking for a new horse, and it's got to be bay and 16 hands plus, and it has to be completely broke. I don't care about discipline. Looking for something that won't try to kill me this time and send me to the hospital with broken ribs. I'm not looking to spend thousands of dollars, but my max is $6,000. Please help me out.
Well, wait a minute. Well read, by the way.
Wow, Allison.
I like how it's that won't try and kill me this time.
This time. And, like, won't break my ribs again.
And I like how I don't want to spend thousands of dollars, but then she says she'll spend $6,000, which in my mind is thousands of dollars. But,
yes.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Wow, that was really, really well done, Allison. Remember, if you send in your ad, you get twice the entries for the prize. Jackie sent the next one in, and when we started Retired Racehorse Radio, I wanted to have something that said thoroughbred in the name. And Glenn said no, because nobody can spell it. And I was like, how can you not spell thoroughbred correctly? Well, I think, God, this tastes like vinegar. I think you were right.
Nobody can spell thoroughbred. How many wrong spellings of thoroughbred have we had over the last number of years?
This is a new wrong spelling.
I got to admit, this one, I've never seen it spelled this way before.
Yeah. Nice. Thoroughbred, $800, and this is in Baghdad, Arizona. Thorough, T-H-O-R-O, dash, B-R-E-D.
Well, that does say thoroughbred.
It's very, U-G-H, very literal. The dash, I guess. and it is spelled that way throughout the ad. So when it says nice thoroughbred pony, it is T-H-O-R-O, dash, bred, pony. He is papered. No space, period, no space, 2001, the number, colt out of Lady Bollinger, named Ledger. His need for papers are long gone, though.
Why
that was
all,
a really hard
why
sentence
say
to get
all
through.
Of that if he doesn't have papers?
Okay. Dude, 2001 colt. So is he gelded or not? Gelded that. I used him on, oh, wait. That being said, I have owned this horse for 5 years. I paid $800 for him, and he is better than when I got him.
Well,
oh, well,
that's
just taking, cutting their losses. I used him on cattle roundups, and since I've moved to Arizona, have found little use for him. I have three others that I like better. He has a good disposition and nice personality, but wait, a nice personality, no space, comma, no space, but. Next line. He is not really cowie for arena or roping work, comma, period. I have tried him on Gymkhana events and he has not done poorly.
Is that a double negative? I don't know.
Is not done poorly. I don't know. And then next line.
Did he just
no
said he did well? I don't know.
With his spirit, definitely needs an experienced rider. Definitely and experience are spelled incorrectly. I need to sell this horse and am willing to take any offer or trade virtually anything of value. Oh my God.
I will take anything.
Seriously. Give me anything.
Get this horse out of here. So he didn't do very well with the cows, which meant he bolted out of the arena. That's what happened.
He's
there.
He's not cowy, and she likes all her other horses better. Like, he is the worst.
It's the worst.
But I don't understand. I have tried him on Gymkhana events, and he has not done poorly. Does that mean he did well? Or
I don't
does
know.
That...
I think it means he did well, but that's an odd way to say it. Or he did okay. I think that merely means he did okay. He
just
was okay.
Give me anything.
Anything.
Under the sun.
I will take anything.
God,
Kelly sent this one in. MN horses for sale, $500.
Oh, this is on the Facebook page for, is it MN Minnesota?
Minnesota, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Minnesota horse for sale.
Selling Bell for $500. Bell, there's that name again.
There's name. The dog.
She's 19 years old and broke to ride and drive. Leads, ties, lunges, and loads well. Sounds perfect. Very healthy and low maintenance. Purchased her for my 1.5-year-old daughter. But she's not the right fit. Well, no kidding.
My daughter can't walk yet, but I bought her a horse.
Isn't 1.5 like... 18 months? You're not really doing much at 18 months. Kind of hard to stay in the saddle. She's great with kids, except for my daughter. but needs a slightly older rider. Yeah, well,
you think
anybody would be slightly older?
She can barely hold her head up. She's great with kids, but needs a slightly older rider.
Than 18
you have
months.
To be at least three yeah. to ride this.
At least be thinking about being out of diapers by the time.
Oh my god! Yeah, she can't. She can't go because she's. Too many diaper issues. Oh my God, what is this horse trailer?
I have never seen anything like this.
Sent in by Bonnie. Goose, it's a two horse straight load trailer, but it's gooseneck. And the gooseneck part is twice as long as the actual trailer. Why is that?
I have never seen the neck that long before. Literally, the gooseneck part is twice the length of the horse part.
Like, we had to fit a mattress up top, king size.
Yeah.
What is that?
I mean, okay. The trailer itself looks much better than any of the other trailers that we've had, but wow, that's
odd. It's kind of cute. It's just really like somebody cut it off. They just cut it. They're like, we don't need that whole back two-thirds.
Yeah, that just whole back part. Off. Just take that off.
Short gooseneck two-horse trailer. Is it short? I hadn't noticed. Pulls fine and small enough to fit in a lot of sheds. It can fit in your shed. You just got to leave the top hanging out.
That is one odd looking trailer. Jennifer, you need to post that one on our Facebook
page. It's like the length, it could only be like miniature sized horses. Fit minis in that.
Yes. Or very small ponies. I don't even think Scooter would fit in that one.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. All right. Jess sent this one in. Quarter horse fence jumper for sale in Fairbanks. And slash Fox. I don't know if that's Alaska or not. Sierra, she's quick, witty, and loving. She's also very green and needs ridden desperately. So here is our story. I knew there would be one. My son had to have this horse. She turned out to be a bit too much for him and has pretty much been a lawn ornament for the past 2 years. We have four horses, and I'm the only one that rides. I will give a smoking deal to the right family. She is a very easy keeper. Her feet are in good shape, and she's never needed shoes because you haven't done anything with her. She's been in the field. While we've had her, she's about 14.3. Email me with any questions. I'll interview everyone who is interested, so please be prepared to answer my questions, too.
Okay, so she's never needed shoes. What's weird is that she had shoes and like they grew off and they just came off, right. And she's been fine.
She's been totally fine. Ever they popped since. Off.
This is in Alaska, by the way.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Fox is a small town outside of Fairbanks.
Well, then if you want yourself a tough horse, there it is.
Right. She ain't died yet. Carrie sent in the next one. That is such a kid.
Can I go back to the last one before you start? Yes. So my son had to have this horse. Do you think the next time he asked for something, they said, no way in hell. You're never getting anything again.
Those are the kind of parents of, baby, you want a horse? Okay.
Oh, we get you a horse. Okay. So he got the Mustang as his first car then. Wrapped it around a tree. Yep.
He's that kid.
Yep.
Carrie sent this one in. OMG, you guys. Firefly is like a super cute 11-year-old Arabian mare. She is, however, like looking for her forever home, and the rider totally needs to be experienced. She is super high-spirited, but very controlled, and loves to go on trail rides anywhere, over, and through everything. If you're like all about going through raging rivers, thick brambles with or without thorns, catch sketchy lowlands, slick as Shoshin rock formations, like, hold on, because Firefly will totally blast through them at warp speed. Not recommended for beer rides. Hold on.
You're not allowed to be. So, Jennifer, this is the exact opposite of yours. You need one of these.
This is a runaway. You need a runaway because clearly it's like she's like, I'm going back to the trailer. And if I have to run through the brambles with thorns and slide down rocks and go through rivers to get there, I will. Hold on. Because like Firefly will blast at warp speed. Wow, Carrie, that's a good one.
So the next one's sent in by Denise, and it's from Facebook. And it's an interesting ad. This is from Tumbleweed Farms. They posted a job offer, and it says, interested candidates should send us a sample of their work. And it's literally just a picture of a wheelbarrow full of cow manure. I mean, really green, icky cow manure. And it says underneath it, full-time, $12.50 an hour for a manurologist and a fodderiatrist. What's a
fodderiatrist?
Fodderiatrist.
I don't know.
I don't know. But how would you send samples of their work, by the way? Do you just put some poop in a box and ship it off?
Maybe you just take a picture. I don't know. I can't even look at that picture. It's so
it's pretty gross. We've cleaned poop with that.
It's like diarrhea in a bucket.
And cow poop is that way.
Okay, Lilla sent the next one, and thank you, Lilla. Mule for sale. Someone come and get this monster. He came in a group of mules, and he is evil. Beats the crap out of everything in the field with him, including local predators just looking to score a rabbit. Keeping him separate is a non-starter, as he can leap 5-foot corral panels from a standstill, land on the other side, and then take out his herd mates at the round bale without turning a hair. If your 78-year-old pop lives with you and helps take care of the livestock when you have to drive your kids to school, leave clear instructions to let you feed him when you get home. Clear, all capitals, instructions, and a padlock on his gate, just in case. He is free to the person or persons who can get him off my property. Now, I don't know if the ad said this or
Jennifer,
Lilla,
you had an explanation on this. You had to kind of rewrite that ad because there was a lot of swearing, right?
Well, there was a lot of swearing. Apparently, it was on a Facebook page, and he got a raft of manurology. Because there were so many swear words and he said such terrible things about the mule. So he rewrote the ad for being suitable for Facebook.
For millennials?
Everything is always good and sunny on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Rainbow, so this is the millennial rewrite. Beautiful mule looking for
touch
loving.
Touch your mic again.
Oh, dang it. Beautiful mule looking for loving forever home. I am forced to sell the love of my life that I've owned for 5 whole days to not having the time he deserves. He is the most amazing mule you will ever meet. He is only 4 years old, but he has done it all in a short time. Retired Olympic jumper, world champion reiner, points in Western pleasure, likes to play, and can get mouthy, but he's not mean and he doesn't really want to take a chunk out of your thigh. This guy will do anything that you ask, including scare the crap out of your relatives who just want to pet the pretty ponies by charging the fence with teeth bared. It is so cute. What is not to love? All of this in one beautiful package is being offered free to a good home. P.S. He poops rainbows. Nice.
I love this guy, actually.
That's great.
He has no time for millennials. He's got a point, though. Which ad was more honest, the first one or the second one?
Well, we know when you and I have read enough of these ads to know that when we see that second one, what they really mean is the first one.
At least he was honest. Casey sent this one in. It's a picture of 4 bits lined up on a table. And oof. It says, bites. Helping friend sell bites. She doesn't use anymore. D-ring is brand new and has a name on it. 2 O-ring bits. First of all, they're not bites. They're bits. Let's start there. And second of all, if the D-ring has a brand name, is brand new and has a name on it, what's the name? Tell us what the name is.
Good point. You make a good point.
Don't tell us what the name is. All right. Chelsea sent this one in.
Good morning, HRN. I have a really bad ad off of Facebook, of course. The ad reads ISO. And note, there are no capitalizations anywhere in this ad. It says ISO : horsey face, dead broke horse for a beginner rider, ! Low maintenance and under 17 years old, no smaller than 15H, and no lowercase tbs. Budget is under $2,000. Located in Frederick, MD period. Mayor Orgelding will have a loving home with another horse and goat. Please wait until I pass. No punctuation. This makes me really sad because I am originally from Frederick, Maryland. I'm ashamed.
I don't even know what was the ad.
I don't even either.
No idea.
That's a little...
Is she trying to, like, get rid of her horse when she dies?
That's what it sounded like, you know, when she passes. Isn't that what that said? That's an odd ad.
She's waiting till I'm dead to come and get it.
Yeah. Is she dying soon? She didn't put when she was dying. That was inconsiderate.
I mean, should I just drive by every day? What's the deal? All right. Last one. Mel sent it in. And this is a beautiful bay gelding. $800 negotiable, which means get it the hell off my property. No punctuation. I'm sorry. There is punctuation, but like the last one, there's no capitalization. It starts out with his name of Joe. He is 16 hands. He has no buck or rear that I have found anyway. It'd be good if he goes to a home with other horses. He's good with other horses. Until it comes to food, he will be quite kicky towards them if other horse / cow / you are too close.
No round bales for this one.
He is 16 years old. You can do anything with him except for feed him. Push and shove him around. He doesn't seem to mind having his feet done. But he needs to be in a herd, H-E-A-R-D, environment. He doesn't like to be ridden off on his own. He had a rough R-U-F-F life before I got him. He's had little kids on him, only led around, though. The last owner said he floats easy, but I haven't tried. Probably good.
Did they throw him in the pond, or are they talking about his teeth?
God, good point. He floats.
He floats. I threw him in. He floated.
He will sidestep and shake his head about if you try and ride him off on his own. He will only go to a home with other horses or someone with all capital letters, very genital, forgiving and patient hands. Why can't people spell gentle? It's less letters than genital.
We get genital all the time.
You must be very genital.
You must have very genital hands.
Oh,
I'm just gonna let that one sit.
That's just wrong.
End the show. End the page.
And you can take that into the weekend with you.
What did you learn today, Glenn?
I learned that it's Friday and I am ready for this to be the end of the week. That's what I learned. And that there's a pony club, there's a club that's made for me, old people. That's what I learned. I also learned that you don't eat freaking anything. Nothing.
Kind of true. However,
what vegetarian / vegan doesn't eat mushrooms?
They're slimy and gross. And they're
you really are a poor representative of your clan.
Mushrooms and olives are nasty. Just a few of them. I can at least pick mushrooms off of something. If it has an olive touching it, it's ruined.
God, I hope you take a multivitamin because you aren't getting them any other way.
My twin brother is 6 feet tall, Glenn. I am 5'2".
5'2", yeah, there's a reason.
By the way, I learned today. Yeah. You didn't even ask me.
What?
What I learned today.
What you learned?
I learned I need to go to some pig's hills, apparently. Learn about my state.
If you like people watching, go to a pig or cow sale. You'll love that.